Decades ago, Stephen Covey enunciated something that we probably always knew, but he pointed it out, and that is the difference between what is urgent and what is important. And most of us spend our time on the urgent because we ignored the important all the time it was important. And because it never got on our to-do list, it now has become urgent. The church has ignored what has been important in terms of addressing cultural change and where people are at, that it has become so urgent that if something isn't done now, it's all over.
So welcome to this Scraps podcast. My name is Chris Tripolino.
And I'm Melissa Locke.
And I'm Greg Meyer.
And we are in the thick of this conversation we're calling Not One Stone, where we're looking at starting over with God, faith, and church.
I think the big question when we talk about how it's not only important but urgent is, who is it urgent for?
To save the church, right?
You know, for a long time, that's how I felt. As somebody who grew up in the church and had a, you know, a positive experience with the church, I was really working for that. And that shifting of vision, for me, it was a process of letting go that took some time.
Okay, Chris, though, you're using that word church. What do you mean when you say the church?
Well, the definition that I grew up with was that sort of the church eternal, the big, basically all the Christians, and that, you know, didn't count some sort of weird offshoots or whatever in my book, but, you know, might have for some other people.
And how was that worked? I mean, wasn't that just all these institutions? This boils down to denominations, right?
Yeah, and I think in a lot of cases that's the end all of that, you know, just these groups, these sects.
So the church is all the denominations, and it is represented by buildings on street corners.
Right.
And people go to them. And if we don't attend to this urgent task, no one's going to go to those churches on the corner anymore, and it's all going to be over.
Oh, no.
Well, it is a big oh, no.
Yeah.
But why? I mean, is that really who this is for? Is that why we want to save the church? Because we feel bad about all these churches emptying out on the street corners? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I think even just saying it, hopefully, as you're listening, hopefully this sounds even a little bit silly as you take a look at it. Because I think that for most of us, we know that there's a difference between the shell and the substance of that.
So I think, no, you know, we aren't doing this for the church in the sense of the institution. Mm-hmm. All of us, I mean, that's a hard thing to lose and to watch it fade away. But I think even the leaders of these institutions know that they are not the thing. They want whatever it is that they're about to be thriving, right?
I think you're mostly right, but I think maybe you're being a little bit charitable to that institution, because I really think that we've gotten to the point where the church is no longer just some helpful institution or even a benign institution, but it's really taking something away. It's polluting the water. We've crossed that threshold into where it's urgent for our society that something shifts within the institution of spirituality, because we desperately need something, and the church is actually taking away from our personal and communal experiences there.
Yeah, I want to build on that idea, though, that we really do need something. So what is maybe it is harmful. But the good news is the world has gotten so much more complicated, and our understandings of things are richer, and we see more of the intricacies and the beauty of this world and all the people in it. And the bad news is the world has gotten more complicated, and we see all the intricacies, and we have to live with a lot more people that are different from us. The globe life has changed, and there's a lot more for humans to hold than maybe there was when our religious institutions like took their places in people's lives, and they haven't changed along with this world. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that need has gone away for people to have connecting points with this deeper part of the fabric of the universe and with each other and with themselves.
People need what church can be. And that isn't an institution. It's not a building on a street corner. It's an experience that, as you were saying, Melissa, embraces their truest self, their deepest self, helps them to be honest and to know and to grow in that. It helps them to connect with other people and the rest of the world in a way that is truly authentic. And then with, we often refer to it as that third strand, with the God that is beyond us, above us, below us, beneath us, within us, you know, calling us outward and towards this growth, and helps us to see that which we would never be able to see all by ourselves. And people need that in their lives. And my sense is that that's really missing today. The fact that the church is losing its capacity to do that anymore, and that's evident just from statistics.
Right.
People are not turning to the church, and people don't see the church as a place to receive that. So whether they have it or not, it is not perceived as being there. People are left on their own to figure that out. And a lot of people are doing amazing things, finding ways of pulling these elements together and finding that spiritual experience that helps them with themselves and others, and, you know, do that transcendent piece along with it. But everybody's got to kind of do it themselves, and that's hard work. I think most people aren't going to even try. I mean, they'll just easily accept an easier version of the world where you don't have to do all that stuff.
Yeah, that's really true. Having the perspectives and the people and some shared practices is really more valuable than we realize, I think, until you find out you've been trying to reinvent the wheel over and over as an island.
So for us as a community, what is urgent is not to save the church. What is urgent is to be church.
Yep.
And once we've identified that that is urgent, then it's clear to us what is important, and that's then where we focus. And that is, what do people really need in order to weave their lives the way that we feel called to do, and how do we practice that? And then, but not turn it into, well, we've got a better version of the religion here. You know, we've got the right set of beliefs and things like that. But no, what are the elements we need to hold, and how should we be holding them today? And this is it's a lot harder, because you can't just say, this is how we do it, and we're going to keep doing it this way. And you'll sometimes find, well, you know, this is the core behind that that we hold on to. And more experience says, well, no, that wasn't quite the core. That, too, was culturally dependent, or dependent on, like, you know, the zeitgeist and so on. And so you're open to changing those things. And then, you know, the criticism that comes from within and from without of, well, what's really your absolute, like, what's the foundation of all this?
Yeah, what's the bottom line?
Can we be honest and say, we don't know, but we feel like we're in relationship with it? I mean, isn't that sort of what God is? And that isn't that what faith is about? I mean, when you really know it, you don't need faith anymore, because it's certainty. You've got it. And to live in faith with that, to trust that, is saying, I don't quite have it, I'll never have it, but I think I'm in relationship with it, and I'm going to continue to be self-critically open to it. So we do that as a community imperfectly, and we constantly fight that struggle to stay an organism and not an organization, and turning into an institution. And it's hard, and like I said, we don't do it perfectly, but it's pretty exciting, and I think it's the real thing.
Yeah, it is hard, and I think the kind of hard is different. That this is not the kind of hard because you're fighting against some external set of expectations, but we're working with the way things are.
Yeah, you're internally. Not stuck with that petrified external piece that you can align with or not, but it's something that's deeper that flows through you that you can live with.
Yeah, we're working with this song that's being sung, and we get to try to be in tune with it, and maybe we're not ever quite there, but getting to be part of that is life, and that's good. And it's a different kind of hard that I'm grateful to be part of and yearn for to continue.
The danger of operating that way is that you will make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we weren't supposed to make mistakes. I think the question is, can we be honest about them and then work to change them? And the opportunity is that you could maybe be relevant. I mean, actually be meeting people where they are and where God wants to meet them.
Yeah.
So
the other danger is that you can get hurt, and it's vulnerable.
Yeah. Being church is the greatest opportunity we have right now. It's urgent that we figure out how to do it, and it's important that it's going on for people, because I really don't believe there is any other embodiment of people pulling these pieces together other than being church? And it may not look like the churches that we think about right now when that picture comes into our minds, but we need to figure it out. We're hurting people's individual lives because they don't have it there. We're unraveling our society because we don't have this function going on in a way that helps us be the sort of people we want to be. So I know that you're out there, you're doing your own experiments, you're in a traditional church and you're trying to rethink these things and you're doing great stuff, or you're not in church at all, but you've got these ideas and thoughts and you're talking to your friends and your family about it, or you're out there creating something, and we would love to hear from you. We would love to know who is all out there working on this stuff.
So connect with us on social media. You can find us at FabricMPLS or email us info@FabricMPLS.com. Thanks so much for listening.
Right. We can't make all the mistakes ourselves, so share yours.